there are so many exciting things that are happening in K through 12 education right now. Obviously, I like to consider myself kind of at the forefront of the future of education. And there's all kinds of press around what's going on at our Alpha schools and our Texas sports academies and our GT school and all that. But the really exciting thing that's happening in Texas, which is the state that I am based in, is that they recently passed a law allowing school choice, which gives funds to families who want to find other education options for their kids. They're called education savings accounts. And I know that there's a lot of debate around school choice. There's actually a lot of misinformation around school choice. You know, the idea that funds are taken away from public schools and going to others. There's so much there. But here's the bottom line that I think you should understand is that when families get to take advantage of educational savings account money and be able to devote that to whatever school they believe is going to help their kids the most, I think that's always a win. So one of the things that's really interesting about the homeschool programs that we have is that students who are using this homeschool program get the same time back academic platform, and they get the ability to see very clearly what their kids are working on, what their progress looks like, all of those things. So it's one of the things that I think a lot of our homeschool families have been so excited about is, in addition to the one-to-one mastery-based tutoring experience that their kids are now taking advantage of, parents are able to come in and see exactly what they're working on. Another thing that's been really interesting about our homeschool program is that we're attracting families who love the idea of homeschooling, but maybe they didn't want to be the homeschool teachers, which up until recently has kind of been what's generally required if you're choosing to homeschool your kid. It would mean you're saying, hey, I am going to be the teacher and I'm going to do that. And so what our Alpha Anywhere program does, as well as our in general homeschool program, is it's enabling families to really take advantage of the benefits of homeschooling, mastery, one-to-one tutoring experience without having to do the heavy lifting themselves. Now, the other thing that's been really interesting in Texas is because of these different options that are coming available, we are providing homeschool experiences free of charge for these families in a couple different ways. One of the programs that we have is called the Texas Sports Academy. And so what happens is a family can sign up to do an online homeschool program, and then they get $2,000 from the state that can go towards training or athletic participation in some sort of a facility. That is a huge reason that there's a lot of families who are saying, you know what, instead of just homeschooling, I've got a kid who's an athlete, and I'm going to take advantage of the educational savings account, use the Alpha Anywhere Texas Sports Academy homeschool curriculum, and then take advantage of money to be able to go towards extracurricular sports activities. We have a similar thing happening with our GT school program. GT school stands for gifted and talented. Gifted and talented is a category for students that are showing basically exceptional cognitive skills. Now, in our program, we take a little bit looser view than I think traditional people do because we believe so many kids have the ability to really excel in academics. When they're getting that mastery one-to-one tutoring experience. So in general, at our GT school programming, in order to apply, you know, you've got to be 90th percentile or above in some subjects or have shown a cognitive aptitude test. But most of all, what we're also looking for is those kids who are like, you know what my favorite thing to do with extra time is? Do more academics. I love to read calculus books for fun, or my idea of fun is like chess tournaments or coding or robotics, things that are a little bit more academic in nature. So we also have a GT School Anywhere program that is now being made available in the state of Texas that is free to families, and they're able to take advantage of the learning platform and also get some amount of funds that goes towards basically extracurricular enrichment for those kids. Here's the other thing that's really interesting about this. In Texas, if you sign up to be a homeschool family, if you just say, I'm going to homeschool my kids, you get $2,000 from the state of Texas to do that. But if you sign up for an accredited school, which is what our programs are, then it basically puts more money in the family's pocket in order to spend on extracurricular activities and things that are helpful for their kids. So there's a lot going on in here, but I will just tell you the bottom line summary is that 2026 is a really exciting year for Texas families, and I believe it's going to continue spreading throughout many states. In fact, a lot of you might already live in a state where you've got educational savings accounts and school choice, but it's going to be a really big deal for Texas. For those of you who are not in Texas, don't worry. This podcast is still really helpful for you because one of the things that we offer is the Alpha Anywhere program. That's for students, no matter where you live, you have the ability to participate in Alpha Anywhere. If you are interested in more information on that, it is at alphaanywhere.co, alphaanywhere.co. We've been hearing awesome experiences from the families that are participating. So you should make sure and check that out if you've been thinking about homeschool. So today we are going to get to speak to a mom of five children. She is a very dedicated healthcare worker and a nurse, and she was frustrated with the traditional public school experience that her kids were getting. So she decided she was going to take advantage of homeschooling. Now, here's where the Texas Educational Savings Accounts come from. Now that she has signed up for getting an ESA, she can use our learning platform, our homeschool program, for free. She does not have to pay $10,000 to do that. She's able to take advantage of that for free. So I want you to listen in on the conversation I had with this incredible mom who is really just on that journey that I was on 12 years ago of finding a better education option for her kids. Let's check it out.
Welcome to the Future of Education podcast, hosted by Mackenzie Price. Mackenzie is the founder of a revolutionary new school model that's disrupting education through AI. Join us as we discuss the latest in education innovation.
So today we have Opie Jackson. She is a dedicated home healthcare worker. She is also a mother who had kind of reached the breaking point when it came to traditional public school education, to the point that she said it is time to homeschool. So today we're going to talk a little bit about her experience and what she's able to take advantage of now in Texas. Opie, thank you for being here with me.
It's my pleasure, Mackenzie. I would love to be here again and again.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Well, first, what I'd love to do is just tell us a little bit about your family and maybe your background and what school has been like for your kids.
Okay. I'm a mother of five children, beautiful children.
Wow, five kids. That's 2.5 times as many children as I have. And I'm always amazed when I talk to moms who do all of that. So that's incredible.
Right.
Five kids.
I have an 8th grader, 5th grader, and a 4th grader. So my experience with public school has been so intense. That is where I started with homeschool. That is where the old thoughts that come into my head. And with the use of technology that we have right now, a lot is coming up. And I'm glad that we have ESA that could help most families to be able to advance more opportunity to take advantage of what is going on right now with ESA.
Absolutely. So to catch people up, if you're not familiar with ESA, it's Education Savings Accounts. And in Texas this past year, the bill was passed that allows families to sign up for ESA funds, and they receive, check my math on this, is it $10,800? I feel like that's how much is it that families get?
Depends. If it is, if you have an IEP, they get $30,000, special kids. A regular one is $10,474, I guess. And if you are just homeschool, it's $2,000.
Okay, yes, you've got the numbers very well. Thanks for keeping me fact-checked on that.
Wow.
And so what's happened is at the beginning of February, Texas opened up the registration list to basically be able to say, if you sign up for an ESA, you could get access. The way that they are prioritizing this is for families who have kids with special needs, families who are under a certain income bracket, and then a combination of that. And then the other thing that's really exciting is if there is a family who does not fall under either of those categories, special needs or low income, but they signal interest in signing up, that is going to set the amount of money that goes towards future funds in year two and beyond for kids to be able to homeschool. And so this is kind of what OPIE has been able to take advantage of. So OPIE, you had decided to take your children out of their traditional public school and homeschool them yourself, and you had been doing that, correct?
Right, correct.
And how is that experience of just homeschooling? I mean, you're also, by the way, you're a nurse, right? Are you, you work in healthcare?
Yeah, I work in healthcare, home health aid.
I mean, you're doing a lot. First of all, you are really a superwoman to have five children that you're taking care of, plus working, plus homeschooling. And I know we get a lot of people who are interested in homeschool. Has the homeschool experience been better for your family than they were when they were in public school?
To be honest with you, it's been fantastic. It actually exceeded my expectation. I actually thought it's going to be so stressful, so tedious, even for me to, you know, if they go to traditional school, I'll have to depend on what the teacher said. I do not have actual visual on what their education life looks like. But being homeschooled, you have a total visual. If they miss any questions, it will explain to them what they are missing. If they are mastered, it will tell you, oh, they already mastered on this. And if they are still progressing, you will have the whole actual fact, full understanding of the children progress. Unlike traditional school, everything has to be whatever the teacher said.
Yeah, I think it's been a really interesting thing for families as they've started to understand that there are more education options available, homeschool being one of them. And what's happened kind of where we come in on this is, in addition to Alpha School, we have other schools called Texas Sports Academy and also a GT school program, which is for gifted and talented students. And that's what OPIE, your family, is taking advantage of, is the GT School Anywhere program, which is where your students are going to have access to the same academic platform that our students in our full-time in-person schools are getting, just doing it from a homeschool program. And our national program is called Alpha Anywhere. And that is the homeschool program that people across the country are using. But here in Texas, what's been really great about the ESAs coming in is now it's giving you this ability to do this homeschool program for free, as opposed to having to pay anything. And so, for example, at our Alpha Anywhere homeschool program nationally, that's $10,000 per year. If you go to one of our schools in person, that's anywhere between $10,000 and $40,000 a year. And so OPIE, with your family, you're being able to take advantage of this for no cost and getting that academic experience that you were just saying is right, making you so excited for your kids. I think it's a wonderful thing to have. I think there is no question, watching, you know, your kids being held back and not having the ceiling, you know, be taken away is such a frustrating thing to watch as a parent. It's actually what inspired me years ago to take my kids out of their traditional school experience, because they were bored. And as you said, OPIE, you're absolutely right that kids can learn so much faster. They don't need to be sitting in class all day. They can learn so much quicker. So it makes a huge difference. So OPIE, you had mentioned that you had questions about the GT School Anywhere program, and you were able to speak to people on my team to help you with that. What were the questions that you had?
First question is, I want to know what sets GT Anywhere apart from the other private school.
So if there are some people who are having questions similar to what OPIE had, like, what is this GT School Anywhere program? How is it different? What is the academic experience going to be? This is something I was excited to have that conversation, you know, with OPIE kind of sharing. I'll also tell you what we find is that the academic learning platform that our students are on across all of our schools is the same. But what sets a GT School Anywhere program apart is a couple things. One is we tend to attract families whose kids are on the gifted and talented spectrum. So they're, you know, 90th percentile or above in some subjects, or they've scored on a cognitive aptitude test a little bit higher. And they're really interested in truly going above and beyond in academics. So one of the things OPIE mentioned was, you know, the idea of wanting her kids to learn 3-4 times faster, not just twice as fast, or not just faster than they would in traditional school. One thing that I think is a mis conception that sometimes parents will have is they think, oh, well, if my kid's not in the GT school, does that mean they're not gifted? Absolutely not. We've got kids who are gifted and talented that go to all of our schools. It's just a little bit of like, what is the academic focus and how much priority are we putting in? And Opie, I can tell you are a woman who is serious about providing, you know, an incredible academic experience for your children, which I believe, by the way, that everybody should have the right to have that kind of academic experience for their kids. And as we sort of talked about, it's really not that hard to do when you're providing personalized learning that goes to mastery. And that's kind of providing that one-to-one tutor experience while also giving the parent so much more insight and understanding into what's going on. So Opie, last question I wanted to ask you is for parents who are considering taking advantage of what states like Texas are doing with educational savings accounts, what is the best advice you have for a parent who's navigating through this process?
First of all, for any parent that is still contemplating on how am I going to cope with my kids for homeschool, I must be honest with you, go for it. Don't be scared about homeschool. It's not hard. It's just easy as public school. If you don't have time in the morning to look over all your child courses for the day, it might be in the night, grab the laptop, look over what they've done so far. Weekends, they can log in weekends. That's the good aspect of it. They can study at any time. You can study at 10 p.m., 9 p.m., anytime. They can study if they have any leftover jobs, incomplete assignment that they have passed you, they can log in at any time and finish their work. And they can study at their own pace. Learning at pace at home does not mean it's going to reduce the learning aspect. No, it's bring the best out in them. I have a child in public school. The highest she ever heard was 82. Mm-hmm. Right now, today, I can tell you the lowest she had, lowest by mistake, was 89. She's now seeing herself as a student. Her vocabulary level, the way she talks, the way she presents sentences is practically different from when she was in public school. You know why? Because she have self-reflection. She has the time to look over her mistakes, her errors, and identify her own problem, academical problem. She's able to identify that. That is how she resolved the opening. And now every day she's doing more than when she was in public school. I must be honest with you. My daughter is really, really doing great.
Well, and really it's helping develop those critical thinking skills, right? And becoming a more self-driven, actively engaged learner, as opposed to a passive learner who just sort of shows up and waits for the information to be spoon-fed to them and then moves on whether or not that the child understands what they've learned.
Being at home, they're able to sleep, have enough sleep, wake up with bright brain, and they're ready for school. No fear, no error. Don't be scared about homeschool. It is very, very easy, and it's going to help your children.
Wonderful. Well, Opie, thank you so much for all that you are doing. Thank you for really being an advocate for your children, and we're so excited to welcome you to the GT School Anywhere family.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Mackenzie Price and the Future of Education podcast. If you haven't hit that subscribe button, now is the time to do it so you can stay up to date on all our episodes. You can connect with Mackenzie on social media and be part of our daily conversation over on Instagram at futureof_education. Lastly, if you're loving what you're learning, please leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll be back in your feed soon. But until then, remember, kids are limitless, and it's our job to unlock their potential.